Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Well, in Arkansas, Governor Asa Hutchinson was reelected for a second term. He easily won reelection against opponent Jared Henderson. Arkansas voters approved a constitutional amendment to allow the state to issue licenses for 4 full-fledged casinos. They also approved issue 2 on voter identification requirements and issue number 5 to raise the state minimum wage. In Texas, incumbent Governor Greg Abbott gets another term. And as widely reported in other media, Senator Ted Cruz narrowly defeated challenger Beto O'Rourke. For Shreveport, the next mayor will be determined in a runoff, as incumbent Mayor Ollie Tyler will face challenger newcomer Adrian Perkins. And both candidates are Democrat. Of the two, Perkins edged ahead with 28% of the vote to Tyler's 23%. Just trailing the two frontrunners was Republican Jim Taliaferro with 20% of the vote. Now, there's going to be some runoffs for many Shreveport City Council seats. Districts A through D will have runoffs, with the exception of District E, as Republican James Fleury received 53% of the vote and wins that seat, as did James Green, who won District F with 53% of the vote, defeating incumbent Stephanie Lynch. Now, perhaps the biggest surprise last night was the race for Louisiana Secretary of State. There's going to be a runoff between Republican Kyle Ardoin and Democrat Gwen Collins Greenup. Ardoin has been interim Secretary of State after Steve Shedler stepped down months ago amid sexual harassment allegations. Now, Ardoin is reported to have spent about $250,000 on his campaign, whereas Collins Greenup, an attorney, reportedly spent around $1,500. Both face each other in the December 8th runoff. In Louisiana congressional races, well, the fast story here is that Louisiana voters in all of Louisiana's congressional districts reelected their incumbents. 5 Republicans and 1 Democrat keep their seats and return to Washington. Louisiana voters approved all constitutional amendments, highlighting those amendments. Amendment 1, which prohibits convicted felons from holding office until 5 years after serving their sentence, was passed, as was Amendment number 2, requiring unanimous jury verdicts in all felony cases, and Amendment 4, protecting the Transportation Trust Fund for highway infrastructure. It, too, was passed. The measure to allow online fantasy sports betting, it was a local option for 64 Louisiana parishes. Now, parishes with major cities such as Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and Lafayette approved online fantasy sports betting. In the northern part of the state, the parishes that approved it were Bossier Parish, Caddo Parish, Lincoln, and Ouachita Parishes. Natchitoches Parish, just 50% of the voters there approved it. Rapides Parish, more in central Louisiana, 52% voted yes. Sabine Parish, 59% of the voters there said no. Now, legislation to regulate online fantasy games betting will be needed during the 2019 regular legislative session before fans can get started. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. It's going to rain before noon today. You can expect a high temperature of 65 with a low of 52. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 61 degrees, cloudy with some drizzle, 53 degrees and some rain in Magnolia-El Dorado, 71 in Alexandria-Pineville, and 73 in Lufkin-Nacogdoches. This is Red River Radio News.